Hi, my name is Ombeni. I am from Tanzania. I came to Finland in 2015 as a master's student at the University of Jyväskylä, and I've been living here in Jyväskylä ever since. This is my story of belonging. When I firstly arrived here, I noticed that a lot of people cycle in their daily lives. Cycling is part of a culture which is totally different from my home country, where few people do cycle. So I was interested to learn how to cycle as a way to cope with the culture here and to somehow belong with the others. In the process to do so, I asked some of my friends to teach me how to cycle, and they agreed. So we started cycling sessions around the playing field that is in the area that we were staying. I started learning with so much excitement, like that of a baby learning how to walk. I mean, I was so much excited that I was finally gonna be able to cycle like others. And I would be able to balance myself and use my legs as brakes. So it wasn't that much of the challenge that within 2 to 3 sessions, I thought I was able to do it on my own. So one day, when my friend was taking a nap, I decided to take her bike and go to the field myself and do it on my own. Because I say to myself that if I've been able to do it before with them, why can't I try it on my own? And so there I was on the playing field, as usual, moving around, using my legs to brake, taking some turns, until I was comfortable that I was able to do it. Then I decided to try something else. I wanted to go downhill, because it's something that I didn't do before. When I was cycling downhill, I realized that the bike was moving so fast, more than the speed that I was normally used to when I was cycling on the level ground. And it was at that moment that I realized that I wasn't in control of the bike, to the extent that I feared it would end up on the lake which was close by. And if that wasn't enough, I can't swim, so I couldn't risk myself getting into the water. So as I was trying to stop all this from happening, I ended up crushed with the bike, unable to move, and wounded. Thanks to a Finnish man that was around the area at the time, that he came to my rescue. He helped me to get up, and he put me on the bike like some piece of luggage, so I could be able to push the bike back to my building. He also helped me to get up the stairs because we don't have an elevator. So as I was back into my room, so it was at that moment that I realized I didn't need cycling to belong. There's so much more to do to belong than cycling, and that I would have to explore other ways of belonging that don't necessarily revolve around cycling. And that's my story.